final 30 minutes of this meditation, I'll be leading, keep your eyes closed, leading a guided loving kindness meditation. If you wish to follow, please do so. Otherwise, just leave the words alone. Don't disturb the sound and meditate in your own way. To develop the emotion of loving kindness, we may begin with an object which is easy to focus attention on. Some object which you find simple to develop thoughts of kindness, care, tenderness, compassion and love towards. I usually choose a little kitten. You may try a puppy, a baby, or a little tender plant, a donkey. Whatever you can visualize, and bring thoughts of kindness and care towards. So visualize that being, a real being or an imaginary one. And flood that being with thoughts of care, of compassion, of love. Realizing that all beings respond to such tenderness, to such kindness, to such friendship. If it's a small being like a kitten or a puppy or a baby, without that kindness and care, without that protection, they will suffer in great pain, fear, and will probably die without someone to care for them. So use such reflections to notice and recognize the vital importance of compassion in life, and just how such kindness brightens up the world and brings joy where otherwise there'll be misery. So see if you can visualize that being as if you're looking into its eyes and its eyes are looking into yours. And with your eyes, with your mind, with your heart, you say, being, wherever you go, whoever you are, whatever you do, the door of my heart is open to you. I might be a big being, you a small one, but I care for you. As you suspend the thinking mind and activate the emotional, the feeling mind, and pour as much unconditional loving kindness as you can possibly generate to that being. And as you give them love and kindness, metta, to see how their eyes change, to say, give metta back to you. As you flood this being with thoughts of kindness, of tenderness, little being, I truly wish you could be happy and at peace. Little being, I wish you health, comfort, and even joy. As you recognize what you wish for that other fellow passenger in samsara, the little being, and as you generate loving kindness, unconditional, selfless, just the pure giving of your heart to this other being, don't just see the other being brighten and glow with your kindness. Also feel the sensation which is usually located in your chest, what I call the feeling, the physical manifestation of loving kindness around your heart area. As it starts to tingle and awake, as through it you send loving kindness to this little being who's easy to generate kindness towards. You make your own conversation, but direct it, stimulating the emotion of selfless care for another being. I truly wish you well. I wish all of your pain and suffering to disappear. I wish you peace and freedom and all the happiness which you deserve. Little being, the door of my heart is so open, it's pouring itself out for you. My only thoughts in this moment are for you, for your happiness and well-being. As the more you generate this beautiful feeling of metta towards this, imagine your real being which you're imagining in front of you, the more your chest wakens. The more you can notice a feeling, the sensation of metta. Once that sensation is aroused, you can let go of that one being and choose another one. Choose someone who may be your best friend in the human world. Someone who may be your daughter, your son, your partner, your parent, or your best friend. Imagine there in front of you, looking into your eyes, you into their eyes, and saying, "My best friend, the door of my heart is open to you. My son, my daughter, my partner, my parent. In this moment, all the energy of my mind developed over 9 days, I pour out for you. I truly wish you happiness and well-being. If there is any sickness in your body, any fear in your mind, may the power of my compassion dissolve it, free you, and bring you peace. I truly wish you well." As you pour out this energy of metta, imagining it like a laser beam, like a light coming from your heart, drenching them, covering them, soothing them with beautiful loving kindness. As you focus all of your intention and aspiration, not for yourself, but for the well-being and happiness of this special being in your life. May you be free from suffering. May you feel peace and happiness. May your heart be light. May your mind be at ease. Whatever you want in your life, may you aspire and gain your aspirations. I truly wish in this moment only for your happiness. Dear friend, I send you my care and my love. Truly, fully, selflessly. As you feel what that does to that imaginary friend, and you also feel what it does for you, the feeling of loving kindness starts to grow inside your heart. You pause to notice not just the object of metta, but the source, the origin of metta. In the selfless source of compassion within you. And then when you have roused enough energy with your best friend, your son, your daughter, your partner, your parent or friend, without opening your eyes, you can visualize all the people in this room, all your fellow meditators who have been experiencing much the same as you have, who have been your fellow travelers on this journey. Imagine them as if you had your eyes open, and wish them all your loving kindness. Dear fellow meditators and friends, I truly wish you well as you pour the energy of loving kindness out from your hearts to drench every being in this room. May you all be at peace. May you be free from all those defilements and obstacles. May your body be free from disease and pain. I have energy in my heart, and I send that energy out to each one of you to be free from illness, from suffering, from fear. May all the pain of your past be dissolved under the power of my loving kindness. May all your fear for the future be relieved when you know you have a friend, someone who cares deeply and fully. As you each pour your loving kindness to all beings in this room, wishing for their health and well-being, their peace and prosperity, selflessly giving, expecting nothing back in return. As you feel the energy in the room become soft, glowing with the light and energy of metta, and you too are receiving some of that, as your body starts to feel at peace, relaxing as you did when you were held in your mother's arms, cared for, nurtured and protected, as you start to feel the power and benefit, unconditional, unlimited, metta, loving kindness. May all beings in this room be at peace, be free from suffering, be at ease. Like a golden light now coming from your chest. A golden light spreading to every corner of this room, soaking everybody with our combined, unconditioned loving kindness, soothing, healing, stilling. It was as if the energy of loving kindness generated by each one of us breaks through the doors and windows and the walls and spreads to all the other beings in this complex. The priests, the workers, the birds, the animals, the insects, Jan, who's the caretaker, to all beings in this complex, all the birds in the air, flies, the insects, may all beings in this complex also receive the unlimited power of our love. May all birds, all animals, all beings be at peace, be free from fear, be happy and well. Because this is our wish for you all. As we focus our energy on one thing, the well-being and happiness of all beings within this compound, their freedom from fear, their peace, and deep inner happiness. And again, as we give, so we feel the emotion and power of metta growing ever stronger. The light, the power which we have to send out, gets stronger the more we spread it. As we let it spread beyond the confines of this compound, spreading like a tsunami of love and kindness and peace and freedom over this entire city, pausing in the hospitals, in the waiting rooms where people are waiting with fear for the news of their loved ones, by the beds where people are praying that their wife, their child, can be free from that sickness, to the places of fear, to the homes where there's arguments, where husband and wife forget to speak to each other, to the cold places where the homeless sleep at night, to places where the animals cower in the darkness out of fear for their very lives, to all beings, even those who are well and happy. My loving kindness goes to you as well. May you be more peaceful, more happy, more at ease. As your unconditional, unbounded, infinite loving kindness spreads to all beings without discriminating, without judging, in this whole city, feeling that power and knowing how effective that is. As if the whole city becomes still to receive the energy, the power, the freedom of love. May all beings be free of suffering in this moment. May all fear and pain be eased. As you send out your energy, infinite, powerful, to all beings in this city, spreading even further as it crosses oceans and deserts and mountains and pastures, spreading until it envelops those cities from where many of you have come, cities on the other side of Australia, cities in Asia, cities as far away as Canada, where your parents still think of you. My own hometown of London, where my family still live, where my old mother, in a home, waits for her end. May all beings in this world be free, be at peace. The mind has power. And I spread, and you help me spread, and we all share this incredible, powerful, golden glow of loving kindness over the whole world. It reaches everyone. May all beings in this great world be free from suffering. May your hatred disappear. May you forgive those who've hurt you. May you no longer be afraid of each other or afraid of yourself. The power of this loving kindness unlocks the doors of the prisons we put ourselves in, allowing everyone, all people, all beings, all animals, all insects and birds, to feel peace. Freedom from fear and freedom from pain. May all beings be happy and well. May all beings be free from pain. may all beings be able to be breathing in freedom and in joy. The loving kindness expands all boundaries and gives the very highest gift of unlimited loving kindness. Just this ball of energy, so great, it goes everywhere. Now I want you to pause and think again of a special person. A person who really needs your loving kindness right now. Not yourself. Imagine them in front of you. And zap them with everything you've got. That being, wherever they are, right now. Truly wish your pain to be eased. I really want you to be free and at peace and happy. And all your fears and all your pain and all your worry. I know I can dissolve that just with the power of our metta. Think of them as if they were before you. As if your heart smiles at them. And their pain disappears and the heart smiles back at you. Now, without opening your eyes, it's as if you're looking in a mirror at yourself. This being called you, and all the struggles and pain and disappointments and laughter you felt over 9 days, 9 years, 9 lifetimes. Embrace yourself now with this incredibly powerful metta. As you say to yourself with as much sincerity and courage as you possibly can generate, me, the one I've known for so long, the door of my heart is fully, totally, forever open to me. Whoever I am, whatever I've done, wherever I've come from, wherever I go to, I will always love me. And be kind, and be gentle, and be so forgiving. I grant myself the gift of freedom, of peace. I give myself the freedom to be happy. May I be happy and well. As you ease all your pain, you dissolve the fear of the past, the anxiety of your future. Be free. Be at ease. As you give yourself this powerful gift of loving kindness, unconditional, unlimited, emotional, not intellectual, beyond reason, beautiful, spiritual, liberating, loving kindness. You feel that golden energy just bathe you, surround you, cradle you, again like your mother once did when you were a child. Easing all the pain and fear. As you dissolve into unconditional loving kindness. The beautiful, sublime power of metta. It's golden, powerful, beautiful nimitta, which is resting in your heart, healing, soothing, freeing. Imagine your heart like a beautiful white lotus, open, with a golden ball of loving kindness sitting on top. Radiant, powerful, but so soft. You have to keep that metta for another day. So imagine the petals of your beautiful white lotus gently cradling the ball, the golden energy of loving kindness, cradling it, closing it, keeping it like a jewel in the most delicate and wonderful of caskets. There to be used at another day. To complete the meditation, to end the retreat, please listen as I give the final blessing. Sāgha Buddha Nubhāvena Sāgha Dhamma Nubhāvena Sabba Sangha Nubhāvena Buddha Ratanang Dhamma Ratanang Sangha Ratanang Thinang Ratananang Anubhāvena Chaturāsiti Sahasra Dhamma Kanda Nubhāvena Pitakataya Nubhāvena Jina Savaka Nubhāvena Sabbe Te Roga Sabbe Te Bhaya Sabbe Te Antaraya Sabbe Te Upadava Sabbe Te Dunimitta Sabbe Te Avamangala Vinasantu Ayuvadako Dhanavadako Sirivadako Yasavadako Balavadako Vanavadako Sukhavadako Hotu Sabada Dukhavogabhayavera Sokasatuchupadava Anekantaraya Pivinasantuchatejasa Jaya Siddhi Dhanang Labang Soti Bhagayang Sukhang Balang Siri Ayu Cha Vano Cha Bhogang Vudhi Cha Yasava Satavasa Cha Ayu Cha Jiva Siddhi Bhavantute Sadhu. sadhu, sadhu. So that's the formal ending of this retreat. And don't worry, there's always another one coming soon. So thank you again for your companionship and looking after one another, and for all the great meditation which you've done over this last 9 days. Remember, if you haven't received the check yet, it's in the mail. It's coming. There was a little announcement here from Bianca that please return your room keys to John. Where's John going? John over there. So he will collect all your room keys. So please check your room to make sure everything's clean and tidy, out of compassion for the people who have to work here. And also leave the doors open. So, and oh, the chanting books. Return all the chanting books. I don't know where you return them to. Over to Rodney. So all the chanting books return to Rodney. The keys to John. And return happily and peacefully to wherever you wish to go. And see you again soon. Take care.